Economic zones were created because, according to the government, this is the way of how they are going to give jobs to the Filipino people by encouraging foreign investors to invest here in the Philippines. But unfortunately, in our experience and in our research with the existing companies and economic zone, it seems that it is only the government and the foreign investors who are gaining benefits from the economic zone, and not actually the workers. Because if you try to see the working condition of the workers, it's generally we can say it's poor, because wages are low, no benefits. Workers are not regular employees because they are under contractual employment or the so-called contractualization. Workers are prohibited from joining and forming the unions, and definitely they are banned from staging their strikes and pickets. The special law creating the economic zone, it states that for the first 5 years of one company, of one investor in the Philippines, they are free to pay the tax. So what the investors are doing is that for the first 5 years, they will operate, and then after 5 years, they will close down the factory and then change to another name. So in that process, the Philippine government is not gaining taxes from them. It could be just like, you know, inside the pockets. So that's it. No union, no strike policies. You cannot find any black and white document regarding the no union, no strike policy. So the practice is that upon union formation, at the early stage of union formation, the management deals and work with the people from the office of the provincial governor, who are closely monitoring the workers, who are the union leaders, who are the organizers. And then at that very early stage, so they already do something to bust the union, stop the union, like they threaten the family of the unionists, of the union officers. And then during the certification election process, they are doing many legal appeals to delay the procedure. During the actual certification election, they are employing security guards, police forces, and even civilian with guns on their waist just to threaten the workers and campaign that they should not vote in support of the union. Instead, vote against the union, so there will be no union in the company. And during the strike, just like in the experience of the Chongwon and the Phil's Joint case, PESA police and the security guard of the economic zone, they are really personally violently harassed the workers' picket line and of the workers. If you have heard, in Phil's Joint, there are two women female unionists who were abducted from their picket line and then were thrown outside the economic zone. For the Chongwon, almost a military man with full battle gear uniform came to the picket line at the dawn of June 11, 2007, and they were pointing guns at the head of the workers and saying, if you did not stop striking today, we will kill you tomorrow or if you go back here. So it's very threatening. You know? That's how the no union, no strike policy is ongoing. In fact, even the these people from the office of provincial governor or some police forces or civilian forces are extending their efforts to talk to the families of the union members just to convince them that, hey, you mother of the unionist, you tell your worker to stop, otherwise you will lost your job and you will don't have money anymore, etc., etc. So that's how they persuade the worker just to stop from unionizing. Working condition and salary. So as I have said earlier, generally the working condition in the economics of the workers in the economic zone is poor. Most are receiving only the minimum wage, which is 315 pesos a day. But we say that it is low because the government also said that the the daily cost of living of a family, for example, with five members, should be like more than 900 pesos a day. So that's only one third of the required expenses that a family should have. So that's why we say it's low. It's very low. Most of the workers right now are under contractual basis of employment. No, that means usually after 6 months the worker should be regular employee already. But in our experience in talking with the workers, so it takes them 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or even 5 years, and sometimes even for that very long time they are not achieving or obtaining the regular status of their employment because of the existing policies and practices of the government, of the investors, and sometimes other technical school of under the government also, who are employing this or practicing this so-called labor-only contracting. So this is an illegal process in the procedure of employing the employees under the law, but it is widespread. It is being implemented widespread, no, among the companies. This is the use in this the labor-only contracting. The company is using several manpower agency, in where they put the workers under this agency. So, if the worker demands that I should be regular, the company would say, "Oh no, you are not my worker. You are under the agency, so you are not my worker. So do not demand on me. Demand on your agency." So that's how they are doing that. Aside from that, there is also a school, the National College for Science and Technology, who is working with the Technical Education School Development Authority. This is a government office. Who is working with the investors or the companies, and they are like employing trainees, no, from student trainees, so-called in student trainees, no, from school, but they are actually performing even heavier jobs than the regular employee. So, and these workers under this the system is called dual trainee system. Most of the workers under this system is like high school graduate or aging from 16 to 18 years old, not even of legal age to work in a factory. So that's the condition. And regarding the right to self-organization, we can say that most, or could be 99% of the company, are really anti-union, no, company. So they are really not encouraging the workers to form their union. In fact, we have monitored some companies that even during the orientation and application of the employee in the company, they are already giving the worker the orientation that if we hired you, you are not allowed to form the union or join the union, or if you may know somebody in the workplace that you know is forming the union, you should tell us. So that's it. No, so definitely, at the very start of employment, the workers is being prevented to join the union. Women workers. Women workers. Based on our study, but that was long ago, 2001 to 2003, almost 60% of most of the factories are employing women workers. And for us, we think that the women workers experience a double burden problem, you know, being a worker, a female worker in the company, because inside the company they are experiencing the poor working condition, as I have told earlier, you know, low wages, no benefits, no right to unionize, no right to strike. They are also the issue also of the occupational health and safety is very bad to the women workers, especially if during pregnancy, you know, if they are working in a chemical factory or a factory using chemicals, so the exposure or the long exposure to the chemical is very bad to the health of the employee, of the women employee. There is a law regarding a law saying that the women workers should not work on night shift. But many workers we know here in Cavite is practicing that the women is also working on a night shift, even if they are pregnant already. No, so that's a very bad condition. So in factories also, women are experiencing this so-called harassment from the employer. So sometimes we hear some stories, but that's very long ago. The employer will ask them, the company is implementing a retrenchment program. The employer will say, what do you want, lay off or lay down? Lay down means, you know, the employer may take advantage of the women sexually. So these are the issues inside the company that the women worker is experiencing. And then when she goes home, especially if she is married and she has children, no, she will also take care of her husband and take care of the children.